Jesus. You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Well, and there's pro bono. Free. And you're going to straighten it up, I'm going to straighten it up for you. I was to the school all the time. Asked the assistant pastor. Because I will kick your butt. Guess what? She straightened up her act. Her grade did not keep her from being, no. She was not slow. She was just a product of trying to fit in and acting a fool so them children can see she all of that. You ain't all that. I'm coming out there to straighten it out. Somebody says to me, what you going? I'm going to make a difference. That's what I went out there to make a difference. I follow the rules that the school require. I didn't go down there and sister pass the room. That's not what I was there for. I was there to make a difference. And every class Ashley went in, I went in there too. When she went to the bathroom, I went there too. I'm going to wait for you to come up out of there. Did it work? Oh, it did. But I let her know. Ain't nobody going to take care of you, girlfriend. I don't care how cute you are. You around here dummy lummy. Oh, you hear me? People push you up to be something that you're not. She says the teacher did stink. But the teacher had a medical problem. If I were the teacher, I would have told them so they wouldn't be rigging on me. So I got a situation where I stink. So they boost up to tell, get up and say the teacher stink. Who would do some stuff like that? They put out class 5 days. Everybody go, Ashley, go. But they stand in the class, you gone. People make a fool out of you. I said, I got to get this and nip it to the bud. And I did. And I don't care about her getting mad with me. She told me I sing everywhere. I do that too. That's how I get down. I'm grateful to God. The assistant principal of the school said, if I see anybody who 100% improved was Ashley Johnson. He said, I cannot bring it to the podium because it will not work in the curricular activities. But when you make up your mind, I'm telling somebody about the children today. When your heart broke up from their downtown or out there one of them prison, you can't go out there and get them out. I don't care how much you think they don't supposed to be up in there. They made a decision to go up in there, and sometime with the wrong company will take them in there. I ain't hear nobody. You want to be a thug like somebody will raise a thug? Well, that's your habit. Alliance. Our children is out of hand in this hour. And parents don't want nobody to say nothing about their lovely children. Amen. I remember Apostle saying to Sister Caroline, her son was on smoking dope. The girl, she had exploded and just blowed up in the church. Apostle, you lying. I went and got somebody to prophesy, and they told me, you're lying. We want it not to be. I ain't hear nobody. I hope I didn't offend her, because she did it. We want the best for our children. I'm a mother. Might not look like it. Might not be so good in your eyesight, but I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother and a great-grandmother. And I stick it hard to my children, my grandchildren, and all of them. Raya is good and rotten. Eric said, Apostle and I rotten her. I don't deny that we did some things for her, because when you get old, you do things like taking them to a nice restaurant, taking them to the park, and you can't run that fast. Taking them on long trips just because you need something to do. I ain't hear nobody. But I am not in denial, and I won't be, because a denier is bad as a liar. So I thank God for it. I might need to pray, but since everything on block of ice don't come up in here. Chill. When you get to talk about correction, Pastor, I'm just trying to help you when you go out there to school with them little gangsters. Oh, you hear me? Come on. My mama told me not to take nothing from nobody. Do you feel me? Do you want to pay me and all this old slang? My mama told me to walk out to school, the class, when I want to, and nobody can do nothing to me. That's why you ain't learned nothing. In my day, the teachers say, I got my education. And if you don't get yours, I don't care. But I don't think the sister pastor never can say that, because somebody be taping them and she'll be without a job. It's different now. It's different. But please, parents, don't get mad at me today. Don't get mad at me, grandparents. You don't want your lovely children to be down there to be products of the system. Everybody, whether you got a husband or your children got because you were scared one night and got a baby, you don't want nobody to talk about them. We got that kind of love. But don't love them so that you will let the enemy snatch them. Amen. Hallelujah. My grandson got taller when he was in prison. And handsomer too. But I told him I got a bat waiting on his head. He said, what, grandmama? I said, I got a bat. Now you go out there and act a fool. I'm going to put it on your head and knock a hole in it. And when you go to the emergency room, you say, you don't know who did it. Let them sew it up and you get your tail out of there. I said, I ain't speaking to you till I get from mad. He calls me, Grandmama, you still mad? I said, I'm still mad. I'll talk to you when I get from being mad. Today, we're going to talk about the chief shepherd, which is Jesus the Christ. And sometimes we read in some passages of Scripture, by he is our shepherd and we shall not want. We see it in song. We see it in this book of Peter. We see it in John. We see it in a lot of passages of Scripture. But this is the only place where I saw where he says he's the chief shepherd. Maybe somewhere else. I don't claim to be smart. I do what he tells me to do it best as I can. Brother Imani, will you read with me 1 Peter, the 5th chapter? I want you to go from 5 and 4, go down to 9. If you would, read it for me in the King James Version and the Amplified. For the ones that don't have an Amplifier, it's just a greater version. But at your own convenience, you can purchase one, or you might don't need one. Whatever. It's fine. All right? 1 Peter 5:4-9.
1 Peter chapter 5, starting at the 4th verse. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
Okay,
in the Amplified. And then when the chief shepherd is revealed, you will win the conqueror's crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger and of lesser rank, be subject to the elders, the ministers, and spiritual guides of the church. giving them due respect and yielding to their counsel. Clothe, apron yourselves, all of you, with humility as a garb of a servant, so that his covering cannot possibly be stripped from you, with freedom from pride and arrogance toward one another. For God sets himself against the proud, the insolent, the overbearing, the disdainful, the presumptuous, the boastful. And he opposes, frustrates, and defeats them, but gives grace, favor, blessing to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves, demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Casting the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be diligent and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him. Be firm in faith against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined, knowing that the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of Christians throughout the world.
Here in this passage of scripture where we're trying to define and relate to the chief shepherd, who is Jesus, called in other passages scripture shepherd. And as I began to define and realize that when he defined who he is to us, and we began to believe that he is the great I am, in our suffering and our despondent men and our ups and downs, and we all gonna have that no matter where you go, because that is the sign for you and I. What are we gonna do about it? What are we gonna do about this life that will give us safety and assurity from the evil force of from the things that the world carry to discourage us and shift us? Can I get anybody in the house? So many times you believe and we feel that we have grown and mature. Sometimes it's in the adversary has set up a plan for us to think so, and it's not so. Can I get a witness? Because if something can come in and trouble your feel, your spirit and shut you down that fast, something is wrong. Can I get anybody to help me? But when we have defined that the adversary come like a roaring lion, he come all gathered up and pretending. See, sometimes we can get into some things because we have our spirit man open, not to the spirit of God, but to spirits. Can I get a witness? Nothing wrong with prophecy. Please hear me, because it's in this word. But see, prophecy come with a condition. It come with a requirement. Anybody hear me? Because sometimes we can grab hold of this prophecy and we'll move from our hope in Jesus. Can I get a witness? Because see, we want to define, and it's okay for somebody got a rat in our word in 3 days, you're going to be a millionaire. You could be. But just in case I don't be a millionaire in 3 days, I can be spiritual. Oh, let me get back to the word where I can come. Right here in this passage, scripture said, where it was at 5 and 4, and then when the chief shepherd is revealed, you will win the conqueror crown of glory. When he revealed himself to you and I, that I'm everything, we got a whole lot of things we're afraid of, but we won't tell the truth. And it ain't Jesus. Oh, I ain't hear nobody. But until something really happened in our life, and know that I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, well, then they're going to keep doing the same thing, destroying me. So when I define something meant for my bad, I'm going to reach up and pull some more of Jesus, and they're going to turn around and work for my good. I ain't looking at how it's making me go through and how I'm feeling, but I know that he's greater. So since he's greater, and I'm trying to define there's greatness in him, that it will come and manifest itself in me, then you warn against the spirit of defeat and the spirit of the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is more than the spirit of defeat, because the enemy will mess with any of us. I don't care how long you've been saved. And I don't care how many scriptures you don't blend and put together. He will come up in there and wiggle his way up in there and mess with you. Can I get anybody? Because he want to speak to your mind. Can I get anybody? When he's messed with your mind, he ain't going to stop there. He going to keep many bringing some more to your mind. He wants you to look at this and look at that. Because you ain't looking at Jesus. You looking at what the enemy messing with your mind in. The enemy work all the time. How will many of us get tired? And we stop. Because the enemy say, what's the use? My God, my God. There is a use. Because there's a crown waiting up with your name on it. And it called eternal life. Who in Christ Jesus? The enemy think that we cannot take anything. We cannot humble ourselves even more. Come on down some more. It won't do nothing but do you some good. Because something you can take that you think you couldn't take. Some things you can do when you weren't willing to do. Oh, I ain't hearing nobody. Oh. But when we come down to real reality, and when we begin to understand who is the chief shepherd, over there in Revelation 7 and 17, it was talking about that. But the reward, we look in how hard it is. Oh, you hear me? Anybody who play any sports and trying to achieve, they got a young man. I was sitting there with Apostle last night, got his haircut or shave a little bit on the side. I don't know his name. But they said, he said that he was second priority. Didn't nobody want him. He knew in his mind that he had to make something happen. Y'all football, basketball people know what I'm talking about. But this guy is tearing up the media, tearing up everything. When we define, God will allow you not to be second. But he'll allow you to come up and be his best. You don't have, see, we're talking about natural thing about this basketball, because he can get hurt and he won't be no more. Now, he can break a little man. That means he won't be making $1 million unless his contract said to the way out. But when we make up our mind, I won't be second. He want me to be his best. How you going to be his best? You're going to line up and your focus going to be him. When you out there trying to achieve natural goal, you will go when you don't feel like going. You will practice when you don't want to practice. I ain't hearing nobody. You will take whatever them courts throwing out to you. Sit your ugly self down. Yes, sir. With your knock knee said, yes, sir. As soon as I get some money, I'm going to get them fixed. We take some in the natural. But in the spiritual realm, we don't want to take nothing. Don't mess around. The Lord done told you, I title you as evangelist. What? You ain't evangelizing nowhere. But you done got jacked up. And it'll mess you up. Only what I do for Christ gonna last. My God, my God. I tell anybody, if you don't want to be made ashamed, don't witness to the heroes. Because they'll come and get your tail. They'll throw some stuff on you they got over there from the priest. Got some over there from the Klansmen. They give you some stuff and mess you up and you get all stirred up in your head. You don't know what's real. But you got to know that you know that he is greater. Let me go. I want to talk to us a little about ministry. Everybody think ministry, you got to get it moved. You pull up here and let people throw daggers and bricks and all that stuff at you. No, no, no. It ain't about that. Everybody want a pulpit ministry. Pulpit ministry might be the thing that he wants you to have. Because you can't have the pulpit. I ain't hearing nobody. You can't humble yourself. Now, if you went yourself and you got some ism and rhythm and some schism, it'll last a while. You stay up all night trying to work your own plan, but it ain't about that kind of get up with me. I've got to know that whatever he allow, it want to make me better for his glory. For he can use me some more and some more and some more. Can I get anybody? Minister, that means you serve him. Everybody think minister mean that. You go, it's enough of buildings in Jacksonville. Everywhere you look, 5 and 6, 10 on one block. Don't you go over there. They ain't got Jesus. You stop by here. That's the only place he at. He will be Jesus on the inside of us. Because somebody might not have it if you think they got it and you don't want it. Minister, the things that he tell me to do, I made up my mind I will do. Is it going to be easy? I beg the difference, because some things going to be assigned to you to shift you if you ain't careful. To make a monkey and a mocker out of this Jesus, can I get a witness? But it is time that I want to make up my mind to serve him faithfully. When the enemy come and try to shift us, I ain't hearing nobody. A spirit will come and war against the spirit of the living God and mess you up. I ain't hearing nobody. But when you define that the enemy has come in like a mighty Russian worm, you got to still think about, I want this crown. I ain't talking about a TL. I'm talking about this crown. You can go to the dollar store and get you a tiara, and it fit just like the one you went down there to the bridal shop. Or one with diamonds on it. Still somebody going to beat you up and take it if they know it diamond. But I want this crown that represents everlasting life. We said we're going to wear a crown. You can sing it, but you might not wear one if you don't line up. Eternal reward. Eternal means everlasting. A reward for my faithfulness. Reward for me humbling myself. Oh, you hear me? Do you think it's easy for the assistant pastor to set up here upon the apostle Grant and me? She said, I'm missing a little half pastor. I said, we probably help. Oh, you hear me? Is it okay if I tell the truth? But she must realize that God put her up here. And everything she needs, he'll get anybody mess with him. Ooh, shoot, I'm talking about Pastor Grant. Because when he defined, he can trust us. When he defined, he can trust us. He might allow a little more heat to get up on us. She loved that little boy, Judah boy. He's asleep now. He must have stayed up late last night. You know how apostles come to you about your chair and smoke be coming out your nose? Your ears and your mouth. But she taking a smile and keep, come on, Judah boy, and keep rolling. Is it okay if I keep it real? I didn't plan to do this, Pastor. But I know it's a problem, but he humbling me so the enemy won't shift me. Oh, you hear me? Sometimes we say, I ain't got to take this. You don't. But it be some other stuff. It far more required and far more longer. And if he said, I'm going to show you, you ain't exempt. Can I get anybody in the house? You can be on a job and you catching hell, but need won't make you keep going there. Ain't nobody saying nothing nice to you. Every time you get your, you think you finna get a raise because you've been on time and you've been doing the work, and they say, you don't deserve no raise. But you don't quit because you need a job. Oh, don't get me wrong. You out there searching, trying to get another, but you holding on to that one until you get another one. Sometimes you don't get another one like that. Can I get somebody? But I began to say, how is it? When we got to be an overcomer, we got to keep on positioning ourselves. This too will pass. If y'all notice anybody been talking about y'all, it can be a long time and your name just ringing like Christmas. After a while, they ain't talking no more. Can I get anybody? If you don't get mad and wait on the Lord, he'll decease their lie or whatever they think is true. And anybody? This the same way with a relationship with him. He'll allow you to be an overcomer of that situation. I just got to stay with Jesus and he'll stay with me. Your family is your biggest hindrance. Because they say they already saved and going to heaven on a gold carriage. And you can't go unless you do it the way I said do it. I hear nobody. But see, if you don't line up and don't want to humble yourself, don't want to be assigned to nothing, well, then you got it your way. I bless the Lord today. Oh, I'm going to leave that one alone. Because Christ is the soon coming king. And you don't have to put a limit or time on when he's going to come. But when he come and call your name, he don't come. You don't have to wait around. I've been hearing this all my life. Well, you ain't on this side no more. You don't have to hear it no more. I've been hearing it ever since I was a little girl. And you still hear it. And it's still true. Don't care who blotted out. When he come, there's no more life on this side. And only what you've done for Christ's sake. Don't worry about who lied up in the eulogy. You already gone. You ain't hearing nothing they say. Good, bad, and indifferent. That's one day you don't care. But why would we stop caring before it come to that day? I praise you, Lord. I thank you for working on me. Hallelujah. See, some people think if you keep on getting married, you're going to get better. No. If you don't get better, the marriage is going to call more and more requirement. When you get older, you can't hop up at 5 o'clock and have that food fixed in 20 minutes. You be done got a black eye. I'm trying my best. You got to get your liniment and rub your hip. And then got to get some smelling salt where you can smell what you're cooking and all that kind of mess. So the requirement is about more requiring. Can I get somebody? I tell you, don't marry nobody. You too young for them. You're going to have some hell of a time. I heard men like young things. That's what I heard. Get your age thing. Y'all can rub your liniment on each other at the same time. That's what I heard nature say. But I believe it's true because me and Ashley was in the store and she had on the cat suit. And this old player just with his gold teeth all reaching all on me. I said, I need to cut this old sucker. Come on. I said, hold it. You need to be talking to me. Call me. You on the same page. He don't want nothing to do with me. He want to get Ashley. I said, her daddy is a typical fool. He will come and find you. I'm going to try to tell her what he can do for her. First thing the old men said, I got money. Some of them ain't got nothing. Right. Old lying hunter. Come on, let me take you for out to dinner. I can take myself. Gonna buy you a bracelet. It ain't real. It gonna turn later anyway. Just faking you up to mess you up. Let me leave that alone. When we began to cast all our cares, we read that scripture. Cast all your cares upon him. We don't do that. If we've been hearing that and we've been trained like that, we say we're doing that, but we go back and take them ourselves. Anybody believe that? Because you go back to worrying. You go back looking at the situation. You begin to go back and try to fix the situation. Can I help you? What I said about my son's birthday. I know he didn't want to be bothered with me. Like I cared. I want to give him something. Because I prayed over the steak. I could have ate it myself. Because I like steaks. But I wanted him to have a taste of this Jesus that I taste. Can I get somebody? And I didn't worry about where he went and what he did. I presented the food to him. You present this Jesus that what you know, that you know. And leave it whether they don't want it. I'm talking about this boy I carried 9 months and some days. He said, cast all your cares upon me.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.